A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck, and Dave and Jerry are both here in spirit. And this is Short Stuff. This is Orche Uff Stay.
I had a hard time with this episode research-wise because this How Stuff Works article keeps talking about what a joke it is and how easy it is. And it's like, it's not the Enigma code.
Right.
But I didn't do Pig Latin growing up. So it just still confuses me. Like, I get it, but I don't just hear someone speak it and I can say, oh, this is what they're saying. And yeah. I have to write it down and move a bunch of dumb letters around.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Like, I have to stop and think about it, you know, how to say a certain word or spell it, or what somebody's saying is very difficult too. But I think that's kind of because Pig Latin wasn't like the cool thing when we were growing up. Way, way older, we probably would have been a little better at Pig Latin. It's just, it is very easy to learn. The rules of it are very easy, but to speak it fluently would be, I'm sure, very difficult and take a lot of practice for sure.
Yeah, and there are so many more things that you can do with your time that are more constructive than to try and be fluent in Pig Latin.
But when you're a little kid and the only thing to play with is a hoop with a stick that you chase down a hill, Pig Latin's pretty attractive, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so Pig Latin is, we'll talk a little bit about the history in a sec, but basically if you take the word cat, and we got this from the How Stuff Works article, at way, is way, igpe, atinle. What is Pig Latin? Mm-hmm. See, that annoys me just reading it. So what you do with cat, it would end up as at k. So you take the letter at the beginning of the word, move it to the end, add the syllable ay, and that's sort of it, right?
That is all there is to it. So you'd have at K. That's pretty simple, at K. And that's it. I mean, that's all there really is to it. Like if you run into a word that has a couple of syllables, they use the example of curtain. There's a couple of things you can do. You can say urtin K. That's what I would do. But if you were like fluent in Pig Latin, you might say, no, each syllable gets messed around with this. So you have urke ente, which, I mean, like almost no one's going to know what you're talking about, especially at first. But if you and your buddy are really good at Pig Latin, then you've got your own little language that no one can come into, and your world is shatterproof.
That's right. And there were some predecessors to Pig Latin, Dog Latin and Hog Latin, which they think the name Hog Latin might have eventually gotten to Pig Latin, even though Dog Latin and Hog Latin were not anything like Pig Latin. Apparently, it was just like a fake Latin that people made up, like Shakespeare, I think Dog Latin. And it's funny, they really explain the Shakespeare passage, which I don't even think we should get into. But
No. You be Costard, I'll be Holofernes.
All right, jeez.
Okay. Everyone, we present to you a dramatic reading from Shakespeare's Love's Labor Lost.
Oh, I'm Costard?
Yeah, you're Costard.
Man, this is why our TV show didn't work. Oh, wait, I'm Chuck? All right, Costard. Go to, thou hast it, add dunghill, at the fingers' ends, as they say.
Oh, I smell false Latin, dunghill for ungum.
And then
scene.
Oh, okay.
There's an and scene.
We can't go over that again. So this article takes great pains to explain all that. And then at the very end says, the joke is much funnier when you explain it at length. And I'm like, no, that's never been true for any joke ever.
Right. Well, so, but the point is like what Shakespeare was calling this dog Latin or hog Latin or dog Latin is basically more like Cockney rhyming slang than what we think of as pig Latin. He was replacing dunghill for ungium, which is fingernail, which was, right, pretty clever wordsmithery, right? And it's funny, like, it's pretty rich, the two of us just mocking Shakespeare right now, but this was, like, not, it has nothing to do with pig Latin, even though they're, like, clearly hog Latin was a direct predecessor of pig Latin. Even if they aren't similar, somebody said, oh, we'll call this one pig Latin rather than hog Latin.
Yeah, and I think even Edgar Allan Poe mentioned both dog and pig Latin. Sorry, dog Latin and pig Greek.
Yeah,
and this was pretty disparaging of those. But again, it was not the pig Latin that we know. And maybe we should take a break and talk about when that dumb thing came around. Right after this,
KOA.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Chuck. So pig Latin, as we understand it, was around by the late 1800s at the latest, they think.
Yeah, there was, I think in 1896, it was in the Atlantic, rather. It says, they all spoke a queer jargon, which they themselves had invented. It was something like the well-known pig Latin that all sorts of children like to play with. And it looks like it was invented by kids to talk about stuff that their parents couldn't understand.
That totally makes sense. And again, here's where that famous Enigma code line comes in, that like the parents could crack it pretty easily. The point was, I think maybe that it became cute and just widely appreciated because maybe, this is my own personal theory, kids thought that they were speaking in a way their parents couldn't understand, and their parents did fully understand, so they allowed it to keep going on as like the secret language with this kind of like little bit of, you know, delight at the childhoodness of the whole thing. That's what I think. That's why I think pig Latin got traction originally.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird that I have such contempt for it, because I've seen examples in movies and in real life where and it usually seems like young girls have made up their own little secret language. And I just find that like exhaustively adorable and very funny and cool. Mm-hmm. But there's something about Pig Latin that just ugs bay me.
Oh, good one. Good one, Chuck. That was very good.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I love about Pig Latin are twofold, and they both come in the early 20th century. So Pig Latin basically had its golden age, its heyday, where it was like part of the popular culture in like the first three or four decades of the 20th century. And it showed up, Chuck, in this song called Pig Latin Love, which was an Arthur Fields record from 1919. And did you listen to it?
Of course.
It's adorable. I looked.
It's cool.
I looked everywhere to see if it's in the public domain and couldn't find it. So I'm not sure if we can play anything.
Oh, it's got to be.
I would think so, too. So we'll say, let's play a little bit here. And then if you don't hear anything, it means that we found out it is in the public domain, in which case, go look it up yourself. But here's a little clip of Pig Latin Love by Arthur Fields. Maybe.
Crackly goodness.
It really is. And so I just think it's an adorable song. But the fact that somebody had a popular song about this shows just how popular it was at the time, how prevalent it was in pig, or I almost said in pig culture, in pop culture. I'm sure in pig culture, they're like, stop making fun of us. We don't talk like that.
Yeah. We used to have an old Victrola with some old records, and it was always kind of fun to put those on. Like, we never did it as a family, like sat around and listened to them. But when friends would come over, I'd pop one on.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
My dad had Jackie Gleason records.
Oh, nice.
And I used to tell him that they were so square, the records themselves were square. He would be like, what do you mean?
That's great.
Yeah.
So the other use I think you were probably talking about was the Three Stooges, right?
Yeah. Did you watch that too?
I didn't actually. I didn't get around to that one.
It's just adorable. I can't wait to do our episodes on the Three Stooges, or five, episodes? Six, seven-part episodes on the Three Stooges. But there's a particular one in 1938 called Tassels in the Air, where Moe and Larry are trying to teach Curly Pig Latin. It's a good, like, full minute or so, like, lesson on Pig Latin. But Curly just can't quite pick up. But so he's like, so I'm O-May, and that's airy lay, and you're early, and Curly goes, Q. And they're like, no, and I think he gets slapped as a result, but it's pretty cute.
So here's the deal, though. Pig Latin is not, I mean, technically it's a language, but it's really something called backslang or a coded language. It's not like, I know we covered Esperanto many, many years ago on the show, and like Klingon, those are really invented languages with vocabulary and grammar and syntax, and they don't rely on English as the basis of it. This is not that.
No, there's no Pig Latin without English. That's it.
Yeah.
And it follows all of the same vocabulary rules and, like you said, syntax and everything that English follows. It's just you're rearranging it a little bit. One of the other categories that Pig Latin qualifies is a coded language. Like, the reason that this is done is to disguise what you're saying, even if it is not just kind of a feeble attempt at disguise, it still qualifies it as a coded language.
Yeah, and there are examples of stuff like this in other countries. Apparently in France, there's something called Verlan that switches up the first and last syllables of a word. Spanish has Jirgonza.
Oh, nice.
I guess that's how you would pronounce it.
I would guess so.
Where you double the vowels and put a P between them. So gato, which is cat, is gabatopo, which sounds kind of cool.
It does.
You take Japan.
Okay, Japan has something. I was asking Yumi about this. She knew exactly what I was talking about.
Of course she did.
It's called Babigo, B-A-B-I-G-O. And G-O indicates a language in Japan. So like English Go or something like that would be the English language. This is like Bubba language. And it's because you insert B-sounding syllables into the already extant syllables of a word. So sushi becomes Tsubushibi.
I love that word.
Yeah, Tsubushibi.
Tsubushibi?
Yeah, and that's babigo in Japan.
Let's go get some Tsubushibi.
I just think it's so great that everybody's like, yeah, this language is interesting, but we could make it even better. Let's try.
Yeah, and kids.
Yeah, kids are great. Well, you got anything else?
Got nothing else.
I don't either. So, or
here we go.
Or stay off. No. Or shay off stay to ue. That's that.
All right.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.